Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey y'all, I'm dropping by today with a special announcement, and if you follow me on social media, you already know part of what I'm going to say. But stick around for an update on Santa Maybe a Criminal, and some shoutouts. So, let's treat this like a mullet, and handle the business up front. I have a foolproof way for you to get on the nice list. And that's by coming and hanging out with me at the True Crime and Paranormal Podcast Festival. Y'all, I attended last year for the first time, and it was so great meeting so many listeners, meeting other podcasters, great panels and chats. It was awesome. And if you're a true crime advocate that's passionate about uncovering truth and bringing justice to victims, or if you love paranormal or spooky tales like Krampus and more, this is the podcasting convention for you. The True Crime and Paranormal Podcast Festival is coming up fast in amazing Austin, Texas from August 25th to August 27th of 2023. This festival features panel discussions, workshops, live podcasts, and it has a special focus on ethics and advocacy in the true crime sphere. We talk about ethics all the time on Santa Maybe a Criminal. It's called the Naughty or Nice List, but I digress. There will also be special guests like Julie Murray, Tara Newell, and Collier Landry, and that's just to name a few. So bypass the ticket line, get on the nice list right now by purchasing your tickets at truecrimepodcastfestival.com and join all of us, especially me, in Austin for an unforgettable experience. And if you're interested in deals, use promo code SANTA for 15% off general admission or VIP tickets. And you know how to spell Santa, right? From all the letters you sent to the North Pole. If you need a refresher, it is S-A-N-T-A, Santa. TrueCrimePodcastFestival.com, promo code SANTA, and you will get 15% off your general admission or VIP tickets. I tried to get them to move to 12 for like the 12 days of Christmas, but they didn't think that was enough of a discount and told me I would be on the naughty list if I pressed the issue any further. So you get 15% off by using promo code SANTA. So, come see me and all the amazing creators and advocates and take your passion for true crime and the paranormal to the next level at the True Crime Podcast and Paranormal Festival, August 25th in Austin, Texas. Promo code SANTA for 15% off general admission and VIP tickets. Now, up next, Temujin Kinsu is innocent. If you don't know Temujin's story, head over to santamaybe.com/homeforchristmas. There, you can look at his case and listen to other podcasters tell his story. Podcasters like The Prosecutors, Generation Y, Maggie Freeling. There are a number of different shows on there. There are a number of different resources. But go over there, check out his story, because I want people to understand why I am so passionate about getting Temujin home for Christmas. I've connected with both him and his greatest ally and advocate, who is also his lovely wife, Paula. We want him home for Christmas, and we demand justice. So again, look into his case yourself, and then write Governor Meg Whitmer of Michigan, or tweet at her, and demand justice. Just be the squeaky sleigh. Temujin has been in prison almost 4 decades for a crime that it is absolutely impossible for him to have committed. There was no physical evidence. He was alibied 400 plus miles away at the time of the murder. Aside from that, I won't go into any more details. You can see it for yourself. Now, I did want to take this opportunity to read excerpts of a note that Temujin sent to me by way of Paula for my little elf that is practicing Taekwondo. Temujin, for more context, has studied multiple martial arts in his life. So, here are a few excerpts from that letter.
Greetings, my little martial brother. After your father posted those amazing photos of you, to include the incredible front kick, I thought I would write. Just like you, I started training in the martial arts when I was very young, only 7. Respect, strength, self-control, power, and focus, as well as dedication, are essential to being a great martial artist. This applies to every aspect of your life. Respect for yourself, your family, and friends, and even the world around you is paramount. Help, defend, and protect the innocent and weak, which is the duty of the true warrior. The true warrior is not just a fighter. He or she is a good friend, always honest, kind, forgiving, wise, brave, faithful, respectful, generous, hardworking, compassionate, humble. He fights all forms of injustice. He is careful never to hurt others. He protects the smaller, the weaker, and the elder.
I'll stop there, but you get the idea. Temujin is a true warrior, and he is fighting a battle that shouldn't be his to fight. Still, he does it with honor and kindness. So please, look into his story. Demand Governor Whitmer grant him clemency. I want to take my little elf up to train with him this Christmas. Next, I know the show has had some fits and starts in its release schedule this season, and that's been because I've been fighting multiple bouts of Reindeero virus. I seem to be rebounding now, so that's good, but it has delayed in releasing episodes. But outlining the rest of the season, I did find an extra episode for you. So this season's going to have 13, just like last season. And that's good for you because there are a few more coming your way. Well, it's good for you if you like the show. If you don't like the show, then you're probably not listening to this anyway. But I just wanted to assure you that there are more episodes coming. There is a season 3 coming. The show is moving right along. And it's just been a battle for me this year. So anyhow, if you listen to the show and you make it to Austin, I'd love to see you there. Come hang out at the table. Come meet other podcasters. There are a lot of people there that you're going to love. Lastly, I wanted our admin, Biscuit McSprinkletoes, to read excerpts from some of our 5-star ratings and reviews. Last season, we did that inside some of the shows. This season, we haven't been able to do that, so I wanted to go ahead and kind of catch up, give some shout-outs and thank yous to you amazing people who have taken time out of your schedule to leave a nice word. So, Biscuit, take it away.
Hear ye, hear ye. An announcement from the NoPope. From GreyDog30030. Cute, scary, heartwarming, horrifying, all at once. Normally, scripted fiction is not my thing when I'm looking for a podcast, but this works for me. This Santa story is not for kids, but it does have the same holiday magic, like the kind in Frosty's hat that makes it come to life. The story is pretty grim and even gory in parts, but there's a lot of heart too. Technically, the production values are exceedingly high. Also, Richie Buck really has a way of building worlds with sound. Also, his deadpan drawl is pitch perfect. Imagine Sam Spade if he'd grown up in Plains, Georgia. Hey, Grayson, thanks so much for the review. We have more lines for you. From KSamp75, well done. Nice escape from reality. I love the storyline, humor, and the challenge of guessing the voices of many other podcasters. Ken, you want to be on the podcast? Come on, come on, come on. Also, anyone listening? Check out Paradise After Dark. From OllieGirl83, hysterical, clever, witty, funny, well-written. The puns are amazing. Binge these. Thank you so much, OllieGirl83. From Mandy, ALL. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. I honestly had no idea what to expect, but this is a fantastic satire podcast. Production is excellent. Well, thank you, my new neighbor friend, Mandy. You're such a champion of the show and of kindness. We sincerely appreciate you. You are the best. From CF15403. Love this podcast so much. I just started listening to this podcast recently, and I can already see why I've seen it recommended so many times by so many people. Funny, great writing, entertaining, and I love the style of storytelling. Can't wait to keep listening, and will definitely be recommending this one to more people. A must listen for sure. Thanks, Carly. We owe you a Sonic Cherry Limeade. It'll be ready in 3 hours. From Don Kate, super creative. Creatively written and beautifully produced satire. All orchestrated by one of the nicest people in the podcasting biz. A must listen. This review is from one of the nicest people in the podcasting biz. And if you're not listening to Method and Madness, you are on the naughty list. From Shan Chap, a pleasant surprise. When I first heard about this podcast, I didn't think it would be for me. I don't tend to listen to anything scripted. I am so glad I ignored my dumb first thoughts. This entire production is gold. It's smart, witty, and incredibly funny. I've blown through the episodes and literally laughed out loud so many times driving down the road. I cannot recommend this enough. Well, thank you so much, Shannon. We're so glad you are in our elf army now. I also wanted to take a moment to thank Mallory for sharing on Facebook Messenger that the show reminds her of Arrested Development. Arrested Development is one of the Nopo's favorite shows of all time. So, on top of being nice about the show, Mallory is also just an awesome all-around elf, and we appreciate her so very much. As well as any of the rest of you who are listening, we appreciate you. And here's a kind word from Lauren E. on Facebook. Creative thinking is everywhere, but the magic happens when someone is able to take an original idea and make a real play on it. I was expecting Santa May Be a Criminal to be passive listening and a break from taking in so much true crime. What I got instead was an intense investigation that I didn't feel bad belly laughing through. The base narration is smooth as rolling marble, easy to conceptualize, and a perfect contrast to the expressiveness of various voice actors. Think the way Tyler Durden's voice guides Fight Club. It's the podcast that people around you hear a few sentences of and ask, "What the elf are you listening to?" before downloading it themselves. You should too. Well, Lauren, you know what the first rule of Santa May Be a Criminal is, and also the second rule. Hoping your mom is happy, depending on when you listen to this. She's a Heat fan. Please continue to give us those ratings and reviews, and we will thank you as best we can. Biscuit McSprinkle Toes, signing off.
Thanks, Biscuit. So, that's it for today. The next episode will drop soon, and we'll get season 2 in the books before you know it. Then, season 3. Then, I guess, we'll see. A reminder, always, always, always be nice. And Mr. DJ, why don't you go ahead and put that record on? Ha 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 ha
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.